The place has been here since 1915, and no hurricane has ever bothered it. We'll probably be as safe here as any place else. The elder Koshak, a gruff, warm-hearted expert machinist of 67, agreed. We can batten down and ride it out, he said. If we see signs of danger, we can get out before dark. The men methodically prepared for the hurricane. Since water mains might be damaged, they filled bathtubs and pails. A power failure was likely, so they checked out batteries for the portable radio and flashlights, and fuel for the lantern. John's father moved a small generator into the downstairs hallway, wired several light bulbs to it, and prepared a connection to the refrigerator. Rain fell steadily that afternoon. Grey clouds scudded in from the gulf on the rising wind. The family had an early supper. A neighbour, whose husband was in Vietnam, asked if she and her two children could sit out the storm with the Koshaks. Another neighbour came by on his way inland. Would the Koshaks mind taking care of his dog? It grew dark before 7 o'clock. Wind and rain now whipped the house. John sent his oldest son and daughter upstairs to bring down mattresses and pillows for the younger children. He wanted to keep the group together on one floor. Stay away from the windows, he warned, concerned about glass flying from storm-shattered panes. As the wind mounted to a roar, the house began leaking. The rain seemingly driven right through the walls. With mops, towels, pots and buckets, the Koshaks began a struggle against the rapidly spreading water. At 8:30, power failed, and Pop Koshak turned on the generator.